In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We want to know about your two game balls today on a Victory Friday. 248-539-9797. Dan gave out four. Let's just stick to two.
Okay.
John, who are your two game balls? And then we'll plague Dan Campbell from inside that locker room.
Well, I'm going to give you Tom Kennedy because the juice that it felt like every single drive was starting with good field position. And when you... That's been one area this year where we just haven't had much juice, not much production, and especially in kickoff returns. You're starting at the 22, the 25, or the 30. Like, get a way to get out to the 40, 45. And for Tom Kennedy, like, there was no secret sauce to it. He just caught the ball and ran as hard as he possibly could straight ahead. Like, sometimes, like, don't get too cute. We overthink this a little bit. Just go as hard as you possibly can, as long as you possibly can. And when they knock you out of bounds or they knock you down, hey, we'll take the ball right there. I love the fact that he was in attack mode on those kickoff returns. And we know what he did when Amon-Ra St. Brown went down last week. He stepped up as a wide receiver. Not enough to win the game, but he's kind of been that guy that was right there. So I'll give a game ball to Tom Kennedy. And the other one would be Al-Qadim Muhammad. Now, I want to see more sustained production, but that's not what we're talking about right now. We're talking about the performance last night, and you come away with three sacks in an NFL game, you certainly deserve a game ball.
Hand them out, 248-539-9797. Yes, that. Two game balls. First for me goes to Jack Campbell. Led the team in tackles. That's no surprise. He does it every week. But they used him as a blitzer. Should have got credit for a safety. Picked up the first sack of the day. Mm-hmm. Got the party started. And he also forced the first turnover of the day. A day where they got three of them. Green dot, center, punch out, get the football. Jack Campbell is having an all-pro season. And I thought the defense was the story yesterday. So I give him a game ball.
Mm-hmm.
I know they scored 44 points. But man, like getting five sacks as a team. Forcing three takeaways. Holding Dallas out of the end zone in the first half, and very little run production all game. Second game ball, yeah, Aquaman. Three sacks. Only they can get some help opposite Al-Qadim Muhammad.
Yeah.
His team would really be cooking. He leads the team in sacks now with nine after three last night.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to the phones, 248-539-9797. Let's also hear from Dan Campbell. He gave out four game balls. Loudest cheer in that locker room for Tom Kennedy. I think it tells you something, man.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy that's been up and down on the practice squad. He's been cut. He's been on the streets. And we see him, and you know, he just keeps coming back for more. And he had a huge impact last night.
All right, game balls, takeaways, plenty of performances to spotlight. Let's go to Riley in Ann Arbor. Riley, good morning.
Good morning. How are you boys doing?
Good.
Good.
I got two game balls. Number one goes to Tom Kennedy. That's just a guy that no matter where you put him on the field, he's going to make a play. He's grateful to be there. He's a grinder. His performance last night is the definition of this team with that next man up mentality. And my second game ball goes to Al-Qadim Muhammad. I mean, if you're going to double team Aiden Hutchinson and he's going to draw as much attention as he does, you need other people to get home. You need other people to get to the quarterback, and that's exactly what he did, and that is exactly why our defense played as well as they did last night. They were getting to the quarterback all night long.
Yep, 5 sacks, 3 by 1 guy. I have to give him a game ball. And Riley, yep. on the Gibbs point, like, it's wild. He scores 3 touchdowns, and Dan didn't give him a game ball. We didn't give him a game ball. There are that many standout performances.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where you never assume 3 touchdowns, but you assume the production out of him.
Yeah, 200, or not 200, in some weeks 200. 19 touches, 120 yards,
yeah.
Multiple touchdowns. Yeah, that was a Jahmyr Gibbs game, becoming all too common. It's great.
We'll take it any chance we get.
Let's get to John in Detroit. John, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to give 2 game balls. I'd like to give one to the coaching, just the preparation. We don't take stupid penalties anymore, and we seem to be where we need to be. And everything we expected the Lions to do yesterday, they did. But I want to point out, one thing I noticed the last 3-4 games is the Lions don't have happy feet anymore. Try to dance and try to make something out of nothing. They run straight ahead. They knock into the guy instead of the guy knocking into them. And I think that goes to coaching, and I just want to give a game ball to all the coaches and to Coach Dan, because he's growing and he's learning and he's going to be the best coach in football someday.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of positives to be said about Dan Campbell. And I would say this as well. I think he did a great job of calling plays yesterday.
Yep.
I think it was fairly obvious on 4th downs, the decisions that make. And I think he followed suit with those.
Didn't do anything reckless.
I will say this about Kelvin Shepard. I think he did a nice job of adjusting. There was more zone that played. And he did find ways to add in Jack Campbell on a blitz. And he did find ways to even Derek Barnes at times was coming. Yep. We saw, you know, corners coming. Like, it wasn't just you got to win with 4 up front. That's the ideal way. But if you're not getting it, you got to find ways to push the quarterback out of the pocket into the arms of Al-Qadim Muhammad, Aleem McNeil, Aiden Hutchinson. And I thought that Kelvin Shepard had a really nice game plan.
Well, how about this? You install a game plan and then you lose Thomas Harper early.
Yeah.
And to be able to adjust on the fly.
Brian Branch late.
Yeah, and look, zone, they still ran plenty of man, but mixing in zone so you're not one-on-one with Pickens and Lamb for every snap, that was a necessary adjustment. So, yeah absolutely, I think you can spotlight the coaching. The penalties, though, they did have 8. You know, he says we don't take dumb penalties.
For, what was it, 50 yards?
Yeah, 8 for 50.
And the penalties, pre-snap penalties, that just really irk me.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. This says Tom Kennedy is Zach McKinstry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's not unfair.
Tom Kennedy is the Lions equivalent of Don Kelly.
Donnie Kelly, baby.
This one says, I wish we had a Tom Kennedy signed Todd McClellan. Was there a hockey game last night?
There was. Yes. Went into a shootout. It was exciting. Letdown.
I love Goff getting a game ball. He needed that boost after floundering for weeks. He stepped up in a way he hadn't been able to for weeks.
Well, I wouldn't say he floundered last week. He was under pressure. I thought he actually played well last week. But I do think he played good this week. And he delivered some of those balls under duress.
Mm-hmm. Let's get to Will in St. Clair Shores. Will, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning. Good.
Hey, just calling because, you know, I've been watching the Lions for a little while now in this up-and-down season. You know, giving up 30 points last night, I don't want to take anything away from them for the interceptions and the pressure they were able to get on Dak Prescott. But just curious about your guys' opinion. It always helps when the offense puts up 44 points. But
no kidding.
So as a defense giving up 30, especially trying to make a playoff push, that might be some tough sliding for the guys.
Yeah, but I think that's a little bit of, like, box score analysis. And Will, I know I'm not accusing you of someone who didn't watch the football game, but if someone says, boy, the Lions gave up 30, that's a problem. Let's zoom in a little more here. Detroit's up, 27-9 in the second half. Dallas is coming back down 2 scores and still lost by 2 scores. Like, Detroit shut them out of the end zone in the first half, provided a cushion, pinned their ears back, got 5 sacks, got 3 takeaways. Like, yeah, nobody wants to give up 30 points, but that's a team that averages 30 points a game.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't feel like you should look at this and go, boy, they gave up 30. I don't know about our defense.
Well,
they got to show it more often.
This
right?
is that, also a team for Dallas that can score from a long ways away with their kicker.
I'm also not declaring the defense fixed. I want to be very clear on that. But last night, I liked what they did. Yeah, I liked what we saw from the Lions defense. 248-539-9797. Plenty of texts coming in about game balls. It's 97.1.
Hey, you hear those ads? Law firms bragging about some giant verdict. To them, it's a trophy. It's simply a number. Okay, and that's great for them. But if you've just been in a car accident, what does it really do for you? Here's the truth about David Femininio. He wins big. We all know that. But he knows it's not about the headlines. It's about you. That money pays your medical bills. It keeps your family steady. And it matters only because you need it. That's the difference. With David, it's never about showing off. It's about fighting for you. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or on the web at GetDavidGetPaid.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Makes it difficult.
It's a victory Friday kind of feeling. John, I think you'll find a way like the Lions found a way. Double-digit disco, and I got to have it spot. Everybody's feeling good today. Let's get to the phones. Jay in Farmington, you're on 97.1.
How's it going, fellas?
Great.
Hey, I really thought, I'll tell you, a guy that's going unmentioned is that I thought he had one of his better games of the season is Montgomery.
Sure.
Especially in the second half when they started bringing in Skipper as an additional lineman, they started opening up some holes for him. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, he may have had more yards than Jahmyr Gibbs had on the ground.
He outrushed him, yes.
On the ground, yep.
Yes.
Yep. Six carries, 60 yards.
It was critical because I felt that the Lions in the second half, they have got to keep their intensity up if they plan on getting in the playoffs. And it just seemed for a little while there they started losing intensity, and Prescott started dissecting them a bit. And once Montgomery came in, he started picking it up again.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, yes, Dak's going to do some of that against everybody. But I thought when push came to shove, the Lions answered multiple times in that second half.
Well, to his point, and maybe I don't know if you felt this as well either, there was only six carries, but those were hard yards.
Yep.
And it was kind of one of those, almost a throwback to last year where, all right, he goes in, he gets those hard yards, and he gets hit at 6 yards, and then it's struggling forward for another yard or two. The offensive line gets there. They rather push him ahead, and it creates a little bit of juice for the team. And they build on that.
I definitely see that when you watch him run, that it adds an edge to the way they play.
We just haven't really had that this year. There's so many things that we just haven't had, and it felt like yesterday was more of what we got accustomed to last year. Now, can they build on that?
Well, that's the thing. Last night felt like a throwback to 24 or even 23, that team is still in there somewhere. They haven't done it consistently. They may not be capable of doing it consistently. The team's in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Time is now. Let's get to Jeremy, Clinton Township. Jeremy, good morning.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Good morning.
So my two game balls, Tom Kennedy, I was at the game last night. He was phenomenal. But a shot, because that defense, if you did not know the score and you heard Dak Prescott threw for 376 with his two receivers, but didn't know anything else, we would have lost. They only gave up one touchdown. Now, coverage was blown several times, but that defense bent, but it did not break. it was only giving up 3-point field goals because that kicker can kick it from anywhere.
Right. One of them is a 60-yard field goal. I hardly even feel like you can punish the defense for that. He had another, 57, 58-yard field goal. It's not like, you know, those are points, so it adds to 30, but those aren't drives where the defense is struggling.
No, that secondary, it fell down.
Nope, I lost you.
I think might have lost you there. Let's get to Mark in Detroit. Mark, good morning.
Hey, how you doing? I think, let's just say this. The Lions haven't been outplayed. They executed better last night. I thought Dan Campbell, that's the way he need to call the game because his defense is better than it was last year. Lean on the defense. Put the ball. Put the points on the board. And I like the way I thought the game plan was execution is the key.
Yeah, look, Jack Fox punts a couple times. Bates attempts 4 field goals. I mean, that's dialing it back just a little bit. Now, some of it's the calls easy to make when it's 4th and 10. Like, you're going to kick a field goal.
Yeah, but I thought, you know, save a couple of penalties that were pre-snap penalties. I do think that they did a better job of executing the game plan in all 3 phases. Mm-hmm. And for this team, and that might be the ultimate of what has to happen. Offensively, are they what they were the last couple of years? No. Defensively, are they in when they're healthy, are they maybe a little bit better than they were the last couple of years as a unit? And special teams, again, not as good as they've been over the last couple of years. We saw a nice flash last night, especially from Tom Kennedy, but all 3 together.
Right.
If they're operating, that's where this team is going to find success if it's out there to be had.
Well, then we talk about the peaks, right? The peaks, that's why this team has a Super Bowl standard, is the peaks of this team. I mean, you see how it can look. The problem is there have been too many valleys this year. And I don't just mean losses. Like, I think we all knew they'd lose more than 2 football games. They're not going to go 15-2 every year. But it's been as soon as they get a win, they turn right around and lose.
Yeah.
And it's been against really good teams. Eagles, Chiefs, Packers twice. Rams this week offer you a chance to start to string wins together because if you don't, all you're simply doing is staying afloat.
Yeah. And against a good team on the road.
Yep. Hey, let's get to Heather with the news. Heather, what's going on?
Well, there's kind of a shocking, surprising twist behind a very beloved holiday song. Jackie Vernon, the man whose voice brought Frosty the Snowman to life.
Oh yeah, love that one.
Is now making headlines again, and it has nothing to do with, you know, the Magic Hat or Jolly Laughs. His son.
Oh, there might be some Jolly Laughs.
Well, maybe one of his sons has come forward claiming that he secretly maintained multiple families throughout his life, including at least 3 marriages and children that no one ever knew about, including all of the relatives. So he says he learned that his famous father had at least 3 secret families when this unknown woman and her son showed up at his front door. This was sometime before Jackie's death, which was in 1987. He was 63 years old. You know, the woman was like, "Hey, I need to speak with your father." And he's like, "Oh, my dad's not home. He's traveling." She's like, "Well, then I need to speak with your mother." And he said, "I knew something was up right then.
Baby mama."
Yeah. Went and got his mom. And the mom knew right away, was like, "Son, go to your
upstairs.
Room. Yeah, you can get to your room." He said he overheard, you know, some intense conversation. And then the woman and the boy left. And that's when he learned that there was multiple marriages, multiple sons who apparently before this boy, who is David, he had at least 3 sons who he all named the same thing. His original name was Ralph. Jackie Vernon's real name is Ralph.
Okay.
So he named all of those sons Ralph and then ended up leaving all of them and started another family.
Was that so he could keep it straight? He's got a Ralph in every family?
Well, it really sounds like there was a lot more to it. Addiction, loneliness. I mean, he was addicted
obviously addicted to something.
Well, yeah. Well. Oh no.
Yeah, he's a player.
Oh boy.
Anyway, Frosty the Snowman was a player. Mm-hmm.
The things we learn. Listen to this. Travis Kelce recently revealed that he and Taylor Swift have never gotten into an argument in the entirety of their 2.5-year long relationship. He actually opened up about this on an episode of his New Heights podcast where George Clooney was a guest. And George Clooney shared that he and his wife have never fought in their 10 years together. And it kind of sparked this debate. Like, is this a good thing to never argue with your spouse or your significant other? Or is it not so great? Because there is a relationship expert that says fair fighting should be the gold standard. That it is important to get into these arguments if handled
and
properly.
And work your way through them.
Yes. Because it's not about, like, the good times. It's how you handle some of those bad times that really can show how strong your connection is.
I would love to not fight with my wife. And I would love to not lose every single one of them. But
are you really being yourself if you've never gotten into any argument with your partner?
Yeah,
are
you saying you never walked in a bad mood after a loss and been like, I don't want to talk to anyone?
Right. Like, I'd like to know what his definition then of an argument is, because I get more arguments than I can count on my fingers with my husband almost daily. And they could be stupid about, like, oh, who, you've left the toilet seat up. Or that's more my daughter's always yelling at him. Put the toilet seat down, Daddy. Anyway.
But arguing and conflict.
We argue all the time.
Conflict resolution is critical to a healthy relationship.
I agree.
You shouldn't get married to someone you've never had a fight with. Now, what's it going to be like if and when they finally do fight?
No, we're not yelling at each other. We're not like in screaming matches. Like, that doesn't happen. But we do find ourselves in arguments quite often.
And I mean, sometimes you just fight so that you can make up.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. That's why Frosty had multiple families.
That's right.
Apparently
Yes. Speaking of that, I mean, that wasn't that. Maybe that wasn't the pipe, the corn cob pipe.
Oh God.
My gosh. Okay, let's move on to this story, you guys. This is hard to believe, but according to science, women's farts smell worse than men's.
I knew it.
So on average, humans fart up to 23 times a day.
Oh, that seems low.
Research says not all those farts are created equal. So basically, here's the deal. There was a study done. This was back in 1998 that tracked gas from people who had this really like bean heavy meal and found that women had higher concentration of like smelly sulfur compounds, which are responsible for the smell of your farts. But it also found that men typically expel larger volumes of gas per fart.
Sure, because
Which means that even if a woman's fart is denser in those smelly molecules, a man's output, I don't know, might be just as smelly as a woman's. Anyway, there is some good news to all of this.
Oh.
Apparently, the smellier your farts, the less likely you are to develop Alzheimer's disease.
Oh.
Sort of. I mean, not necessarily exactly, but higher doses of this hydrogen sulfide may protect against your brain aging.
Oh.
So, ladies, every time you fart and it stinks, just say, hey, I'm going to stay
it's brain
younger
health.
Longer. Well, my brain will stay younger longer. Anyway,
great. So, you can just win more arguments.
Yeah. There you have it. Finally, Google has released its top trending searches of 2025. And the top 10 searches that we Googled the most are in this order. Charlie Kirk, K-pop Demon Hunters, which I learned all about this Halloween. Labubu Toys.
Oh, yeah.
iPhone 17. One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Zoran Mamdani or Mamdani. DeepSeek, the government shutdown, FIFA Club World Cup, and tariffs.
Okay.
Other things we Googled were like the top things kids say, 6-7, Sigma, 41, Skibbity, Ohio, Riz, Good Boy, Skibbity Toilet, Aura, and Chat. And this is interesting. One of the viral dishes, food, John, you love food, that we searched, apparently, was hot honey cottage cheese sweet potato beef bowls.
There's a lot to take in there, literally.
Have you ever heard of it?
I've heard of some of the, all I've heard of the ingredients.
Hot honey.
Well,
love
me
hot
too.
Honey.
Yeah. Hot cheese,
and
sure,
I love,
sweet
love
potato.
A beef bowl.
Beef bowl, but apparently you combine all
together.
All of them.
So does Frosty.
Oh my gosh.
Emphasis on the hot honey.
Mm-hmm. Heather with the news. Cookie jar is next. It's 97.1.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.